Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 25th day of March 2021. And we're going to talk about something that has nothing to do with sports. I want to talk about carpet versus wood floors or other flooring. I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm trying to figure out, I know in your home you have both, right? You have wood floors.
Wood floors and carpeting, but there is no wood, there's no carpeting on the main level. All wood.
Okay. All right. And then upstairs is all carpeted, right?
Carpeted in the kids' bedroom, carpeted up the stairs, carpeted in the landing, carpeted in the kids' bedroom. We have wood flooring in our bedroom.
Okay. So the stairs are carpeted?
Yes.
All right. That's a question I have because I'm thinking about recarpeting the upstairs. I don't have a huge upstairs. It's just one room. You know, it's like a Cape Cod style home. So
right.
Upstairs is a smaller room, but it's all carpet up there. But it's all old carpet up there. And I want to try to do something different. And I don't know what's underneath it, so I'm probably just going to put carpet down again. But I'm contemplating whether to do the stairs, not to do the stairs. Again, I don't know what it looks like underneath there, but I do like the wood floor. And then I have... There is carpet in the one bedroom that I'm not using, which I eventually will pull up. I haven't got to that project yet. It's been in my mind for a couple of years now since I've been in here, but I think I'm going to go back to the wood floor there. But in terms of carpet, what do you like? Do you like a thick? Do you like a Berber? What do you like?
No, I like not a big shag carpet or anything like that. I guess I don't know my carpet terminology as well as maybe you've done, do because you've done some sharp shopping. But I like a soft carpet, obviously, duh. But I don't like a big long shag carpet. We kind of got this shaggy thing for our throw rug in our living room that's under the coffee table and all that. That's not the type of rug I'd go for a bedroom or for extensive carpeting.
Right. Yeah.
Just get the indoor-outdoor grass.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking of, you know, when it comes to...
You can practice your putting in your bedroom.
We're talking about carpet, you know, your fake grass, artificial turf.
Right.
But not inside the home. I'd like to do that in my backyard, actually. I'd love to, and I don't have a ton of room, but I would love to... There's a little back corner, and then there's some room behind the garage. That's really not, I mean, it's just there, right? It's not being used for anything, and it really can't be used for anything. I was thinking about maybe making a putting green of some kind.
That'd be awesome.
But I have no idea how to go about
it. Well, that would be a difference. That's what YouTube is for. So if we
I don't know what kind of grass to plant, or if anything.
So we've gone from talking about carpeting to putting greens now?
Well, yeah,
false, kind of carpet. False grass, fake grass. I'm trying to think where we were driving. I think it was over in Wausau when we were over skiing a couple of weekends ago. That in the medians of the roads, you know how they have plants and grass and some.
Yeah, sure.
They've got fake grass. It was all green when we were there. It looks like grass, but it's artificial turf clearly because it was bright green.
And
the kids, and the kids were asking why you do that, and I said, well, so you don't have to mow. And, they're going, well, that doesn't look like that'd be hard to mow that, you know, because they're just small strips as you go down the road. I'm going,
yeah, but you got to pay somebody
right,
to do
that's
it.
Exactly, but you got to pay somebody, and it is a little pain because you got to get the mower out into the little island area there and mow and all that stuff. And it looked really good.
Yeah?
So.
That's funny. That's funny.
Put artificial turf in your bedroom. You'll be able to practice putt before going to sleep. But always got to finish with making one. Otherwise, you'll be going to bed thinking about how you lipped out your last putt. You'll never sleep. Right. Well, I'm a carpet fan. And just to say this, kind of getting back to the carpet thing, I love all the hardwood flooring that we have downstairs. In fact, I'm going to take up some of the hardwood flooring that I actually put down about 20 years ago because I don't think it's in style anymore and put it in with our more contemporary, match it with our more contemporary kitchen that has been extremely updated and has the wood flooring in it, by the way. So I'm actually going to redo our lower level with wood flooring eventually over a period of time. We put wood flooring in our bedroom several years ago. I don't like it. I actually wish we had carpeting back in our bedroom.
Yeah. It's nice to get out of bed and, you know, have something soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's warmer to walk on when you're bare feet.
Yep. I don't know what the trend is today if you were to go to, like, the showcase of homes and in bedrooms if they're hardwood floor or carpeting, but I really wish, because we would like to redo our carpeting too, actually. It's funny you talk about that, going up the stairs into the landings, and then Lisa's talking about putting hardwood floors in the kids' rooms. I don't want to do that. I'd rather just take out and put new carpeting down. I said, if anything, I would love to put carpeting back into our room, and she's not on board with that, but... Anyway, kind of where I stand on that.
The kitchen floor is a different story altogether, too. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to put down there. But maybe that's a discussion for another day.
Another podcast.
There you go. All right, well, we have to go now. So have a great, great Thursday, and we will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.